We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. One of the main goals of your Christian education, and mine too, is to grow your faith in Christ so that it has the same solid conviction, the same certainty that the Apostle Paul had when he said in our text, reading from 2 Timothy 1, verse 12, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. It's quite a statement when you line up some of the things Paul must have had in mind. He must have been thinking of God's endless love for him in Christ, which led to the forgiveness of all his sins, he, the one who had persecuted the church. And as part of his baptism, the knowledge of knowing he belonged to God forever as a permanent member of his family, plus having eternal life beyond the grave in a glorified and risen body. Paul considered all of that as a rich deposit made in heaven with his name on it, handed over to God for safekeeping. To put this in modern terms, imagine millions of dollars donated to you, and you put all of it into a savings account with your name on it. Paul was banking on the Lord to do as promised and to cause the expectation of his faith to come true for him on the last day. Can all of us here have that same solid conviction, that same certainty for ourselves? Absolutely. Jesus wants you to bank your treasure in heaven with him. Bank your treasure in heaven with him, just like Paul did. Bank your treasure with him by sticking to his word. The devil, of course, has other ideas. To put it bluntly, Satan wants to rip you off. A goal he could accomplish only if you let him. The devil knows, much to his chagrin, that he can't wreck what Jesus did in your place. He can't diminish the power of God's word one bit. He can't undo any of its promises. His only option is to set near you someplace a trap, a lure into temptation or false teaching, in the hope that one way or another you veer off course and you start to drift away from Christ. For that reason, you need to be on your guard at all times, because the enemy is relentless. He's clever. He knows how to sell the lie. But as you leave the shelter of this place, you get to face the opposition with a superior firepower of having Jesus and his word, his gospel, as the sure safety of your soul in this world. Paul also said for us in the same chapter, 2 Timothy 1, verses 13 and 14, hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. As you one by one move on from here, as you face the challenge of many temptations along the way, having to deal with the devil's lies in disguise, you take the word with you as a light in the darkness, as the sure way to show you the morally right path of God and the morally wrong path of Satan to avoid. the truth of God on the one hand, the error of Satan on the other. What is spiritually safe for you and what is spiritually dangerous. These sound words, as Paul calls them, are simply the basic doctrines of law and gospel already taught to you, first by parents at home, then a pastor and teacher in the congregation, followed by teachers here at Emmanuel. More importantly, though, you know it's the Lord teaching you through all those people involved. It's the Holy Spirit who comes to you with the sound words, deposits them in your heart, and stays to guard this treasure of faith and conviction that he has given you. You can be sure that the safekeeping of your soul is top priority with the Good Shepherd who has a divine protection plan. He gives you the truth of his word as light. He sends the Spirit into your hearts. He even connects you to himself so that he and his gospel continue to be the certainty of your life, which is to say life with a capital L. Jesus wants you to know that in him, you have a sure thing that can't be beat. It's the same confidence expressed in the text, the same treasure that we can bank with him. This treasure is made certain because he paid for all of it. It's made certain because of how grace works. He does the work. You get the gift. What remains for us down the line in the future, let's call it the final fulfillment, how the story is supposed to end. In the way Jesus describes in John 14, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now here's something to connect as part of your Christian conviction. Your future with the Lord is tied directly to the past of your Lord. What he did for you on the cross 2,000 years ago as your victory, followed by his resurrection from the grave, his ascension to glory. That's the pledge. That's the deposit and the guarantee of what he will do for you and for all believers on that day yet to come. As you await for that day, bank your treasure with him by sticking to his word. As your security in life, your anchor in this world, your devil repellent, your own victory over death, and even as a reliable way to have an everyday experience of Emmanuel. And I'm not thinking of the school. Emmanuel, that means God with us no matter where we are. God with us today, tomorrow, forever. Amen. We'll close singing all the stanzas of hymn 391. Hymn 391.